Hey, and welcome to The Rib on 101.9 FM, CITR. This is your host, Robin, and today's show is going to be kind of interesting. I've got a lot of really long music for you, and I'm trying to put a theme on my show this week because this summer, if you're listening, you'd know Jasper Cirkus has been filling in for me. And in fact, he is doing my show next week as well, because he's got some cool stuff that he wants to show you guys. But yeah, he does a great show. He does themes, and I've never done themes. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do it this time. I'm going to show him. So I thought this week, my theme for The Rib would be phase shifting in music, because it's such a trippy phenomenon, and Jasper's all about the trippy phenomenon, so I thought I'd, you know, match him up one. Well, I don't know if I'm really going to go into my theme quite yet, because the first piece of music I'm playing does not include phase shifting. The first piece I'm playing is from Fond of Tigers' new album called Continent and Western. And I actually haven't heard the whole thing yet. This show is my chance to hear it. So, let's see. Who is Fond of Tigers? If you don't know, they are a septet from Vancouver here. And they've been together for about 5 years. This is their third album. And they have a couple of guests on this album, which is really exciting. Mats Gustafsson is one. Awesome saxophone player. And Sandra Perry, who is doing some vocals for one of their tracks. So I think I'm going to start with the first track, though, because when you put the CD in and you just, like, turn it on, that's the first thing you hear, and it really has some power to it. So this is called Soheb by Fond of Tigers.
Thank you. right here on News 101.
Right here on News 101.
What motivated you to become a candidate in the provincial election?
The media portrayal of last week's protest that resulted in polarizing images of black-clad activists taken to the streets.
He was just explaining to us the reason why they wanted to show this film on campus.
The official stance is that we are for the Olympics.
News 101 reporter Brad Pepping was there.
By discriminating against homeless people in Vancouver, there's a disproportionate impact on Aboriginal people as well as people with disabilities.
I was pretty outraged. I mean, it is outrageous.
In-depth coverage from an alternative perspective. News 101 is Vancouver's only live, volunteer-produced student and community newscast, bringing you local, national, and international news from an alternative perspective. Tune in Mondays and Fridays at 5 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Live streaming and podcasts are available online at citr.ca.
All right, so you're listening to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM, and I am Robin, your host. And I was going to explain to you about phase shifting in music. Phase shifting. Okay, well, it's a really, really fascinating compositional trick that people have used, namely Steve Reich, and I will play something by him next, where you have a motive and two people are playing it at the same time. But then one person will either speed up or slow down very slightly so that you get this sort of echo effect. And then eventually they speed up until they can lock in again, where they're both playing notes at the exact same time, but it would be in a, like, you know, in a different, like, all the pairings of notes would be different. So an example, Steve Reich did a piece called Come Out, long, you know, in the 60s, where he had two identical tape loops playing at the same time, but they were playing at, like, the most minutely different speeds. And after a while, you just get this really incredible blur. And I think I actually played that, I don't know, maybe a year or two ago, or a year ago. I definitely have, it's definitely, definitely accessible online. But what I have here for you now is a piece called Piano Phase by Steve Reich. And I mean, one of the reasons why I'm playing it, I have to admit, is because I am playing it this year with another pianist. But this is the version for two marimbas, which is really cool. And it's funny because as I was searching for different versions of this piece, they were all different lengths of time. Like, one of the pieces was almost 20 minutes long. And this one is a shorter one. This one is only 11 minutes long. But it can be, you know, really long. It can be shorter, but still long. And listen for the phase shifting in this. Listen, you'll hear it. You'll hear the motive, and it'll be very clear at first. And then you'll hear all of a sudden that it's sort of echoing, and it's really fantastic. This is performed by the Amadina Percussion Group. And, yep, here's Piano Phase. This is for two marimbas. Thank you.
CITR loves its friends. Having a Friends of CITR card entitles you to awesome discounts from businesses in your community. Maybe downtown is your stomping ground. Present your Friends of CITR card at 212 Productions Limited, Beat Street Records, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, The Fall Tattooing, Flaming Angels Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Raw Canvas, Scratch Records, Spank Clothing, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Record, and Woo Vintage Clothing, and receive great discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
Make it back to the room you hide in. It's the same every day.
So you just heard Steve Reich's piano phase for Two Marimbas. Are you glad I did not play the 17-minute long one? maybe not. Maybe you are. So that's an introduction to phase shifting in music. But I'm going to move on now. Let's play another track from Phantom Tigers, Continent and Western, the name of the album. This is the fifth track. This is the track that features Mats Gustafsson. And you know what? He's from Europe, but he plays a lot in Vancouver. So if you Google his name, you'll probably find opportunity to see him live. He's a really, really good saxophone player. And I think here he's playing Barry and doing some electronic stuff. And yeah, this track is called Granddad. All right. Welcome back to The Rib. That was the fifth track from Fond of Tigers' new album, Continent and Western, featuring Mats Gustafsson. So now going back to my phase-shifting theme, I was surprised to find out, even though I'd listened to this song so many times, that in Brian Eno's song, The True Wheel, which is on his album Taking Tiger Mountain by Strategy, there is phase shifting used in that song. And I mean, I was listening to it earlier and I was trying to pinpoint exactly where, and it was a little bit confusing, but see if you can find it. See if you can find it. This is Brian Eno's second solo album, and it's actually named after a Chinese revolutionary opera. So it's a really, really great, great album. I love it. So this song is fantastic. And after that, I'm going to play another phase-shifting sort of style piece. And actually, no. After that, I'm going to play another track from Fond of Tigers, which will be the... Let me pull it up here. Let's see. The third track from that album, which is called Vitamin Meat Hawk. And that is a track that features Sandra Perry, vocals and doing some lyric stuff. Okay? So first, here's Brian Eno.
Impressed that she just surrendered.
That's it. This is phase shifting in Brian Eno's song. I was like, what? When is it going to happen? All right. You're listening to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. Coming from UBC, after me at 5, we have News 101. And then Career Fast Track at 6. Sore Throats Clapping Hands at 6:30. Exploding Head Movies at 7:30. The Jazz Show at 9 p.m. Okay? So without any further ado, here is, by Fond of Tigers, Vitamin Meat Hawk.
Friend of mine,
You're listening to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Robin, and we are going to keep going with our phase-shifting theme for today. I have here pulled up William Duckworth, and he is an American composer who has used phase-shifting in his music. And actually, it's interesting because they call him... This piece I'm going to play is an excerpt from Time Curve Preludes, which he wrote in 1977 and 1978. And some music theorists say that this was the first post-minimal piece of music ever written, which made me think about what's post-minimal? I mean, we played some Steve Reich that's very minimal, and Philip Glass is, like, of course, the most obvious example that comes to mind. But now, for post-minimal music, it usually has a very steady pulse. It's diatonic, so it has, like, a very simple scale. And it has an even dynamic. It doesn't go, like, very quiet and very loud, like a lot of post-rock, which I've been making fun of a lot lately, but I don't know. It's kind of funny. And avoidance of linear formal design. So basically, it's not as predictable as a lot of minimal music. And it's, you know, it's music theory. You can argue anything almost, but whatever. So I'm going to play... this is Prelude, a Time Curve Prelude number 6 by William Duckworth.
Thank you.
Okay, so that is your last phasing piece of music for today. Okay, that was by William Duckworth. It's so beautiful. Those pieces are so pretty. I actually just got a call from Nolan Leslie, who is right now setting up in the AMS Art Gallery in the sub a cassette tape workspace. It sounds like a really neat exhibit, which is opening tomorrow at 1 p.m. and it's open 1 to 7 every day, but also on Wednesday from 10 to 7, because that's AMS, like, art club, whatever, day. And it's, he's got, or she's got 660 tapes and a whole bunch of gear, and people can do whatever they want with the tapes, play them, record them, you know, work around with generational decay, which is like when you play a tape, every time you play a tape, it sort of gets a little bit worn. And so with each generation of playing, it just gets more and more and more and more worn out. Which actually, to tie it into our feature, Fond of Tigers, I did an interview with Stephen Lyons, who writes music and is the guitarist of Fond of Tigers, and he said that one of his first forays into the world of experimental music was him actually listening to his, like, Run DMC tape or whatever it was, and his really awful tape player that would destroy the tape after every listening. So as he listened to it more and more, it went through this generational decay and it started getting, like, really weird sounding. So it sounds like it's really interesting exhibit down there. So go check it out if you're around the sub. I'm not sure how long it's on for. So, I mean, usually they're only on for about a week or two, I think. So, yeah, check it out. Opens tomorrow at 1. Okay, so I don't really have much more time left, so I'll let you know right now what else is coming up for today. We've got news after me at 5 o'clock, and career fast track after that, followed by Sore Throats Clapping Hands at 6:30, Exploding Head Movies at 7:30, and The Jazz Show at 9 p.m. So, let me see. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to play one last track by Fond of Tigers. Because, I haven't heard the whole album yet. I want to hear some more before I go. So let's play... let's play the title track. We haven't done that. Let's play Continent and Western by Fond of Tigers. It's a little bit longer than how many minutes I have left. So just bear with us here. We're going to have to cut it out for the news. But it's what all we can do. They're really long tracks. So, thanks for listening to The Rib today. Jasper Circus will be in here next week doing The Rib for you. Tune in for that. He's got some really exciting stuff to show you guys. Can I tell you, everyone? Maybe I should. It's the Vegetable Orchestra. Have you guys heard of the Vegetable Orchestra? Anyway, they're awesome. All their instruments are edible. Yeah. Jasper has eaten one of their instruments, actually. So, you should definitely tune in. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking now. Here's Fond of Tigers, Western, or Continent and Western.